While the COVID-19 pandemic has touched nearly every country in the world and all 50 United States, one U.S. territory has zero reported cases of the coronavirus. American Samoa shut down its borders and halted all incoming commercial flights in March. But shutting down its borders has come at a cost. Hundreds of American Samoans cannot go home and are stranded across the U.S. NewsHour Weekend's Laura Fong has more.
Every time they always ask, what time are you going to come back home? When are you going to come back home?
Fiti Aina is stranded in Honolulu, Hawaii, 2,600 miles away from his home, his wife Danielle, and their six kids, who are in American Samoa. His youngest, Jelizabeth, just turned a year old last week.
My youngest start walking. It's so hard. I'm not there next to them.
I told my kids, you know, just pray on it.
His wife Danielle works as a sixth grade teacher.
Like, it's not going to be the same. Like, there's always that piece missing. We need to put that piece back in place. That's our only wish, not only me, but my kids too. Like, is to have him home for the holidays.
The Aina family live in American Samoa, a U.S. territory with about 55,000 residents and a 5-hour flight from Honolulu. In March, American Samoa halted all incoming commercial flights due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, with no commercial flights available, Governor Lolo Matalasi Malinga has allowed 2 chartered flights to leave the island for those in need of medical treatment, as American Samoa has limited medical resources. Fiti Aina needed gallbladder surgery, and when he got on one of those flights in July, he was told it was a one-way ticket.
It was a sacrifice that I had to make. When I heard there's a one-way ticket, but I was on a plane and praying that one day that they're going to have a flight to go back home, you know.
4 months later, and he still doesn't know when he can return home.
You're going to get to that point, you're like getting crushed down, and your hope, it's not there anymore.
Now, Fiti Aina is one of an estimated 562 American Samoa residents trying to get back from the United States. The majority are stranded in Hawaii, Washington State, California, and Utah.
Would you say that most of those folks want to go home in the next few weeks, or if there was a flight in the next few weeks, they would be wanting to get on that flight?
Oh gosh, not most, all. If there was like a flight tomorrow, they would do whatever they can to get home.
Eileen Tyrell is president of Tawata Totu Fa'atasi Alliance of American Samoa. In Samoan, it means people standing together. The alliance is pressing for the American Samoa government to repatriate its citizens as safely and as soon as possible.
It has become a therapeutic platform. It has become an informational hub.
Tyrell began organizing the group when her mother, Moriah Malai Leato, became stranded earlier this year while visiting Tyrell in Washington State. While many American Samoa residents are U.S. nationals, meaning they can work and visit the U.S. easily, some are visiting on visitor visas, like her mother. Tyrell estimates as many as 100 American Samoa residents are stranded here on 6-month visas, with a costly fee to renew.
A lot of them had already paid out of pocket because they were afraid. They were very afraid of having ICE come after them. And they have had to scramble to pay for the $455 extension visa fee.
I haven't talked to you.
On Friday nights, the Alliance holds a weekly wellness check-in for people to connect and share their stories.
We're all going through the same thing. We're stranded here and we miss home.
People, they go through depression, they go through grief, they go, you know, it's a matter of how they process, you know, and what they're able to process. It has been an emotional journey, financial strain for the families.
There is also the fear of getting the coronavirus. According to the Pacific Islander COVID-19 response team, Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders contract the virus at disproportionately high rates in states where data is collected by race. In Hawaii, Pacific Islanders, including Samoans, are the most likely to be hospitalized or die from the coronavirus, more than any other racial or ethnic group.
And is that a concern of some of your stranded residents here, that they could get COVID?
Oh gosh, that's a concern for everybody, every single person. My biggest fear is that someone of the stranded residents who is waiting will get the virus and die. Samoans, Pacific Islanders in general, they live in multi-generational homes because, you know, family is such a huge thing for them.
While Fiti Aina was waiting in Hawaii to go home, he found out that he has an enlarged heart, putting him at high risk for complications if he contracts COVID-19.
It's hard for me to go find a job. If I'm going to get the virus, it's an endgame for me.
Back in American Samoa, a COVID-19 task force and the local health department have outlined a 4-stage repatriation plan, including a 10-day quarantine in Honolulu before the flight home and a 14-day quarantine after arrival. Earlier this month, the governor approved a provisional date for January 19th for the first repatriation flight. Aina doesn't know if he will be on that flight or if it will be delayed, but for him and his family, it could not come soon enough.